This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. Well, I'm happy to say that I'm back. We're having a brand new show today. And just a reminder that HealthWise is open. Our hours have been reduced. We are now open Monday to Friday, 11 to 4, in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis. We do offer curbside pickup and free delivery in Welland and Pelham. We have delivery by Canada Post to outside areas. Just call the store for details at 905-735-4490. And next week, you can look forward to our new website. So we'll keep you posted, and that'll be at healthwiseonline.com. On our show today, I'm joined by a guest that I have not interviewed for a couple of years, and I'm very excited to have her on the show. Caroline Farquhar is joining us. Caroline is a registered holistic nutritionist and national training manager for Renew Life and NeoCell Canada. Caroline believes that knowledge is the key to better health, and for years, Caroline suffered with numerous health issues, chronic digestive problems, and was always tired with low energy. Conventional medicine was not helping. Caroline took matters into her own hands, learned as much as she could about how to heal the body naturally, and realized that the best defense is a good offense. And I don't think that could be any more true today. Caroline also taught at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. She is a registered holistic nutritionist, an energy medicine practitioner, Reiki master, and holds a psychology degree from Carleton University. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Caroline. Our show today, and I know you're an expert in this, is going to be all about our immune system and immune support. And I find that couldn't be more helpful at this time.
Yes, yeah. I've had a lot of people reach out to me and ask me, what are things that I can do to help, keep my immune system in good shape. So, I've been talking about this a lot lately, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've dealt with a poor immune system in the past, so you sort of you made your way back to a very healthy body, and so you're just an expert for us on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ask, too, before we get going, I hope you're in good health and all your family is healthy and well, and I hope everything's going good for you in this time of
year. Yep, we are. We're all snuggled in our home with our cat, and, going grocery shopping has become a whole new exciting issue every week, which is it just takes on a whole new perspective, and I think that we really start realizing what are the really important things in life, and it's family, it's friends, it's connection, and enjoying the small things in life.
Yeah, that is so true, so true. So, Caroline, let's talk about our immune system. Why do some people get sick and others don't? Or, on the same side, why do some have mild while others have more severe symptoms?
It basically boils down to the state of your immune system, so, and also taking precautions too. So lifestyle plays an important factor when it comes to fighting illness, but it also could be based on the health of the gut. And this is where I've learned personally, as well as helped many, many people, that, healthy gut is really important to a healthy immune system. 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So the human body contains trillions of tiny microscopic bacteria, and they're really essential to our immune system. So the gastrointestinal tract is home to the largest concentration, as well as the highest diversity of bacteria in our body. Okay. And it contains the greatest amount of lymphoid tissue in the body too. And it's the lymphoid tissue that's responsible for, they kind of synchronize the defense strategy between the innate and the adaptive immune system. So when you understand that the gut is really where a lot of it is happening, then you realize that a healthy gut is going to support a healthy immune system.
Okay. I think that's still actually pretty misunderstood. I understand that the intestines contain our immune cells, but I still think people don't realize how important that good health, gut health is.
Yeah, our intestines actually contain more immune cells than the entire rest of our body.
Oh, wow.
So it plays a huge role in immune function. So the genes in our microbiota genome is 150 times larger than the person that they actually live in.
Oh, wow.
So it's fascinating. So they help us digest food, but they do a whole lot more than that. So in a healthy person, the microbes in the gut will stimulate the immune system as needed. And then it talks back. So the bacteria talk to your body, and then your body talks back to the bacteria.
Wow.
But
what an amazing system.
Oh, it's incredible. Like, the more I learn about it, like, as you can tell, I'm getting super excited about it. The more I learn about it, the more I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, if we kind of knew how to work with this, then we could, you know, probably have much better health overall.
Yeah.
And in our modern lifestyle, our diet, maybe we're overusing certain medications and other issues, then we have the disruption between the gut bacteria and the body, and the conversation is breaking down. And that's where, you know, some people will get more run down more often, mm-hmm. and other people don't. And this is really where it comes down to, these conversations in the gut.
Okay. Wow. I'm glad we're having this conversation. Sorry, little pun there. So good gut health is paramount for good immune health. Are probiotics important when it comes to good immune health?
Yeah, probiotics are key. So when you realize that 70% of your immune system is in your digestive tract, in your gut, it is wise to take a probiotic. So some people will try to get their probiotics from food and eat probiotic-containing foods like yogurt, kefir, tempeh, miso, those types of things, and then prebiotic foods, which would be like fiber, a lot of prebiotics and fruits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know how much you're getting. When you're taking a probiotic supplement, then you can see on the label what the strains are. You can see how much of the probiotics are in each capsule, and it's also guaranteed till date of expiry. So we have more than 1,000 strains of bacteria in our human gut. So choosing a probiotic supplement that has strain diversity is really, really important, making sure you've got more than one strain on the label. But culture count is important too. So culture count refers to the overall number of bacteria per serving. So a potent probiotic formula would contain multiple strains, but also has billions of live cultures per serving. So a lot of people are like, billion, wow, 50 billion, that's a lot. Well, when you consider that we have close to 100 trillion in our body, 50 billion isn't going to be too much.
No, that's it. We have, they say, literally more bacteria in our body than we have cells.
Yeah. In fact, whenever I'm doing like a lecture, a public lecture, I always point to like my gut area. And I said, there is more bacteria in this area right here, right now, than there have ever been human beings on the planet. And then it just kind of, everyone just goes, wow, like when you start thinking of it in that respect, and we're still learning about the bacteria in our gut and this whole conversation, like the strains of bacteria, they just did the microbiome mapping project not too long ago. So we're still learning all of these different microbiota, what they do in the body, and, you know, what benefits they have.
Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting. If you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open every Monday to Sunday for all your healthy shopping needs. Yes, I did say Monday to Sunday, but during this COVID-19 crisis, please remember that the hours are modified, and right now it's Monday to Friday. That was a little slip on my part. So, Caroline, I like to talk about probiotic supplements. They're one of my favorite supplements in the store. I tend to recommend them over multivitamins for people. Renew Life has multiple formulas to choose from. Let's talk about the best ones to support immune health, because that is really what people are so concerned about right now.
Yeah, and we do have a probiotic. It's called Ultimate Flora Probiotic Plus Immune Support. And it's formulated not only to support good digestive health, because overall good digestive health is obviously paramount. You want to be able to, you know, break down, absorb your nutrients properly. But it also contains a clinically studied probiotic strain called Bifidobacterium bifidum R0071. And it's the strain in particular that's been used in a study that showed a reduction in the incidence of cold-like symptoms in stressed adults. So it also has four other beneficial strains, so that you've got 30 billion active cultures when we're talking about, you know, the amount of bacteria per serving. So it's five strains in total, 30 billion. And so it's convenient. It's a one-a-day dose. So it's very convenient.
Yeah, now, we need to make things convenient for people. When things get too complicated, we just can't follow through. That's why eating, you know, kefir every day and sauerkraut every day and all of these fermented things, it just doesn't always add up for people because, you know, we tend to be a little inconsistent.
And, of course, now it's harder. You're not going grocery shopping as often. You're not finding those products that you normally eat every day. So it's becoming a challenge to be able to get, like, being a nutritionist, I do like to get most of my nutrients through my diet.
Yeah.
But it's really difficult nowadays.
Yeah.
So I am definitely increasing my supplement intake at this point. And certain supplements in particular are good for the immune system, which we'll talk about later. But probiotics are one of those things that are good for so many things in our body. And we do have other formulas, like for kids too. We have one, it's a throat defense formula. And it's like a lot of people, like 4 out of 10 of the most frequent health issues that our little ones experience are related to their throat health.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's the number one reason that kids are actually taken to a pediatrician. So
okay.
The throat defense we have is... it's got 10 billion live probiotic cultures per tablet. So you can either chew it or let it dissolve in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got 3 clinically studied probiotic strains to not only support good digestive health, but also help with respiratory and throat health.
Wow.
So
that's great. And I love that Renew Life, everything that you put together is very well studied and very much a clinically proven strain. And we know that we're going to get very reputable formulas there.
Mm-hmm. We even have Flora Baby for infants, and that can be taken from birth.
Yeah,
that's
exciting.
It's being used in over 60 neonatal intensive care units across Canada. So it's given to babies, preemie babies, right from their very first feed.
Yeah.
So again, that's like you can have probiotics from birth all the way through your entire lifespan.
Okay, and it's probably a good idea that become a natural regimen for all of us, our children, our grandparents, you know, just everyone in the family.
Yeah, and there are a lot of things that kill off the good bacteria in our body, so we want to keep them. They're like, think of them like your first-line defenders. They're the ones that recognize a pathogen that comes in the body and stops it. And then if it gets into your digestive tract, they'll line the intestinal tract so it doesn't get into the bloodstream. If it gets past that stage, then they'll mount immune response. They'll send a message to your body to mount immune response, I should say. So they communicate with our body, and they're the ones that I like to call them my soldiers. They're my defenses.
Yeah.
So I want good, strong defenses all the time.
We need that, and we need that more than ever now. I just find everybody is so stressed and so nervous, and we're hearing more and more comments about, you know, I was sleeping fine, but now I can't sleep. Now, Caroline, I understand that sleep is an important factor for good health. Can you explain its connection to our immune health?
Yeah, actually, adequate sleep really helps the T cells in our body fight off infection. So sleep is super, super important, and trying to get to bed before 10 o'clock is like an optimal time. The I guess midnight onwards, your quality of sleep is a little bit less.
Okay.
So adults need about 7 to 8 hours of good sleep each night. Teenagers about 9 to 10, and little kids probably need even more than that.
Wow.
And
I don't think any of us are getting it.
No. And here's another interesting fact. 50% of your body's dopamine is actually produced in your gut, and dopamine plays an important role in the sleep physiology. So really important, you know, for that whole connection of sleep and dopamine production and making sure that you're getting enough, and it's the right quality of sleep too.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our show today, we're talking with Caroline Farquhar, and we're talking about our immune system. We've been talking about how, you know, 70% of the immune system is right in our, is created there in our intestinal tract, in our gut. Now, Caroline, you also said that dopamine is created in our gut as well. So that gut health now becomes important for our immune system, but as well as our emotional well-being.
Yeah, and on top of that, like, you know, the amount of stress that's on our immune systems right now, too. Mm-hmm. The other thing that is produced in our gut that a lot of people might not be aware of is that 95% of our serotonin is produced in our gut, and that's our happiness-inducing hormone.
Okay, so we need a happy gut. We really need a happy gut.
Happy gut is, you know, it helps with so many things. And again, I'm speaking from experience. This is what brought me into the industry. This is what, you know, brought me back to school to learn as much as I possibly could. And so I'm honored to be able to share this stuff. And I'm speaking from my own experience. It changed my life.
Yeah.
Once I started balancing my gut, started eating properly, started sleeping properly, started taking probiotics and other things to support my immune system, it was a game changer for me.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how stress does affect the immune system, because a lot of us are stressed out right now.
Yeah, you know what? I was reading a quote the other day by Dr. Andrew Gulisek, and he's a PhD, and he said, "Mind over matter is not simply a catchphrase. It's a truth based on what we know to be fact, that the brain, given the right set of directions, the right environment, and the proper stimuli, will always choose healing over disease." So your body wants to stay in homeostasis. It wants to stay, you know, healthy. Mm-hmm. And so a healthy gut can help lower the stress. And again, we're going back to the, the serotonin. So a balanced gut bacteria help with the signaling along the gut-brain axis, because there's a big communication between the gut and the brain, and we're learning more and more about that as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
So supporting your gut is really important. So with the probiotics, it's very important to support that gut, get the happiness-inducing serotonin going. But the biggest thing we can do is to turn off the TV, the radio, the social media. It's really, really overwhelming.
It is. And I know we want to stay connected. We want to use the social media to connect with our loved ones. But watching the news 24/7 and being updated every second is just, it's too much on us.
Yeah, and I'm finding that, you know, social media is there's so much polarity on there now. There's a lot of, like, infighting stuff going on. So I just post a lot of funny cat videos and stuff like that.
We need lots of good cat videos.
Yeah, exactly. They're always good.
But, I appreciate those.
There's a lot of other things that you can do for stress, too, like meditating, yoga, deep breathing. That's an easy one you can do all the time.
And you can do it right on your living room floor. You don't need a ton of space. You don't have to go out and interact with people to do any of that.
Yeah. One of the things that I've been doing lately, and people laugh at me, but then literally I just read a study on it last week,
mm-hmm.
Hugging a tree.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel better. It grounds me, and I just feel like, you know, and everyone laughs at me because I've been doing it for years and years and years. And there was a study that came out last week, I think it was from Iceland, that showed that it works.
Well, there's a lot of ancient energy and minerals when we get to some of those extra large trees. So I encourage people to hug a tree. If you've never been to Comfort Maple around our area, you must visit it. It's the biggest, most beautiful maple tree. It does have a little help being held together right now. Now, I don't encourage everyone right now to go out and flock there, but, you know, when we're under better times, do go see this beautiful tree. Now, Caroline, our diet is also going to play a key factor. As a nutritionist, this is big for you. What do you suggest to keep your immune system in tip-top shape?
Yeah, supporting your immune system and your entire body with a healthy diet is really important. And diet is a key factor when it comes to supporting a well-functioning immune system. So nutrient-dense fruits and veggies healthy proteins, drinking plenty of water, that's all important. And there's certain nutrients in particular that help with your immune system. So vitamin A, you'll get that in like spinach and carrots, mm-hmm. squash, butternut squash, pumpkin, those types of things. Vitamin C, we hear so much about vitamin C, and there's more and more research saying that vitamin C is very, very, very good for the immune system. It's got a lot of antioxidants in it. You can find that in things like, you know, it's not just oranges and you know, citrus fruits. You get it in broccoli and kiwi and bell peppers.
Okay.
Vitamin D. We get it through the sun, it, you know, hits our skin, and we get some good vitamin D, but it's hard nowadays. We're not.
It sure is. That one we would really encourage still taking your supplement on that one.
For sure, 100%.
Yeah.
Through food, though, you can get it in fish and eggs, some fortified foods as well, like fortified milk and milk substitutes.
Okay.
Zinc.
Oh, big one right now. You can't find this sucker anywhere. Where do we get that in food?
You can get it in pumpkin seeds, from tofu, wild rice, oysters. I don't know if many people are eating oysters nowadays. But
I love the pumpkin seeds. Those things raw, I love those on salads as a little snack with some dark chocolate.
Yeah, and they're good in like soups and stuff. They're fairly easy thing to throw into dishes. And then, of course, protein. You want to have good protein that supports your body overall. So, you know, lean meats, eggs, fish, nuts, seeds, legumes, those are really important. But on the flip side, you want to avoid certain foods, too.
Yeah, and what are things that we may want to avoid to keep our immune system strong and healthy?
The first one, and we've heard it all before, sugar.
I knew it.
It puts stress on your immune system for hours. It will actually paralyze your white blood cells. You can watch videos on YouTube about that. So it's very detrimental to your immune system. But then there's also foods that, like if people have issues with grain or gluten, they're inflammatory for some people. You need to avoid them. Refined carbohydrates, which really don't have a lot of nutrient value in them.
Sadly, we flock to them in times of comfort, right? The cookies and the baked goods and the pastries. I even found myself baking more, but if you're baking too much, just freeze some of that and eat them in moderation.
100%. And there's alternates, too. Like, I've been baking with almond flour.
And then
sometimes I'll grind up some oats and I'll use my oatmeal flour. So there are alternatives out there. And then of course like the packaged sugary stuff is it really doesn't have a lot. But again, a time and a place. I'm one of those nutritionists that is everything in moderation.
Yeah, so it's true.
It's going to bring you down off that ledge for a little bit and get you into a calmer space. Eat it, love it, and get over it, you know? So there is a time and a place, but I find that, you know, my friends are like, oh my God, I'm eating this every day, or I'm drinking every day, and I'm like, yeah, in the long term, that's probably not going to be a good format for you.
No, so enjoy a little treat here and there, but for the most part, just try and stay on a good, healthy path that we try and follow on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of talk about inflammatory foods and inflammation in our body. What role does inflammation play on our immune system?
Well, it's kind of an interesting thing. So inflammation not only keeps your body healthy and fighting off infections, you know, inflammatory responses actually increase your body's defenses and they promote healing. But long-term inflammation can have a detrimental effect. So that's where you've got chronic underlying long-term inflammation, it's called silent inflammation, that really kind of works against you. So what I recommend people do is to take an omega-3 fatty acid supplement. And, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, they're essential because the body doesn't make them. Our bodies don't produce them, so we need to get it from raw nuts and seeds and cold water fish. But not only do they support like heart and brain health, we've heard of that before, but a lot of studies show that omega-3 fatty acids help lower inflammation throughout the body, including the gut, which when it's left unchecked can lead to other illnesses, other chronic diseases that underlie, you know, our immune system support.
Yeah. I love omega-3. It's one of my favorite supplements. I talk about right up there with probiotics that we started the show off with. So, and supplementation I find with omega-3 becomes important because I cannot tell you how many times I tell people to eat the sardines, eat the anchovies, and they look at me and say, ooh, no way. So this is why supplements become important on these nutrients.
Yeah, exactly. And it is, I know a lot of people that are staying away from certain fish nowadays because of the pollution in our water. So taking a supplement, you know, supplements out there on your shelves, they're molecularly distilled. They're not going to have the heavy metals in them. They're not going to have toxicity. So it's sometimes a bit of a safer. And again, back to the probiotic thing, it's a guaranteed dose. You know how much you're getting when you're taking a specified dose.
Mm-hmm. And for those that always complain about the digestive, I know Renew Life, you guys make a lipase with your fish oil. So for those people who have these fishy burp and uncomfortable with their supplement, you make that a little easier. Caroline, we just have a minute left. Any last minute tips for our listeners today?
I guess the big one has always been wash your hands. Wash your hands properly. That never has changed throughout time. And try to keep your hands away from your face. And I think that more people are realizing, I've realized it because I'm wearing glasses now, how often I get fingerprints on my glasses. I'm like, wow, I really do touch my face more than I thought.
Yeah, so, and now that you're trying not to, it's almost like a game, like how can I keep my hands away from there?
I'm using my wrists. I'm using, you know, other parts of my anatomy to scratch my nose or my face and my bangs. Of course, everybody's hair is getting longer, so my hair is getting in my face. I'm like, I just want to brush my hair and my face.
Yeah, well, we're doing our best. I see people coming in the store with their gloves on, their masks on now, and everyone's practicing really safe practices. I'm impressed with how people are giving each other their distance and how respectful I find people have been as they come in the store. I appreciate that, as it's been difficult to stay open on a retail level with everything going on around you. So I appreciate the kindness that we're all passing around.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're still open. I'm glad you're still available to help your customers.
Thank you. And Caroline, it has been such a pleasure interviewing you today. We have come to the end of our time. I just want to thank you so much for discussing the immune system with us. You're brilliant on this topic, and it was just such a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
And for listeners, just a reminder, HealthWise is open Monday to Friday, 11 to 4. We do offer curbside pickup for those who do not want to come into the Seaway Mall. You can call us at 905-735-4490. And we do offer some delivery in our local area. For all of our listeners out there, I wish you a healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490 or healthwiseonline.com.